AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Tragedy in Philadelphia after an Amtrak train on its way to New York from Washington derailed.
It is an absolute disastrous mess. Never seen anything like this in my life.
That's Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter, who says five people are known dead. More than 140 went to hospitals to be evaluated or treated. Six were critically injured. All the cars derailed. Witness Scott Lawman saw the aftermath.
The engine was way off the track, probably 400 or 500 yards way off the track, and then about six or seven cars just followed it right down the hill. Three of them are on their side. One of them is sticking straight up in the air, and it hit some telephone poles, so the telephone poles were down and the wires were down.
Amtrak has stopped rail service on the busy Northeast Corridor between New York and Philadelphia. This was train 188, a Northeast Regional. The front of the train was going into a turn when it started to shake before coming to a sudden stop. An NTSB investigating team is scheduled to arrive on the scene this morning. Thousands of fear-stricken people spent the night outdoors after the latest strong earthquake killed dozens of people and spread more misery in Nepal. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is still not sure what happened to a Marine Corps helicopter that disappeared while on a Nepal relief mission. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Three Marine Ospreys searched an area where the Nepalese military said it had seen the missing Huey, but did not find anything. The Pentagon says it remains hopeful the chopper did not crash, since an Indian pilot nearby had heard radio chatter about a fuel problem, and no smoke or flames have been seen.
Toyota is expanding its recalls over problem airbags made by Japanese supplier Takata. It's recalling nearly 5 million more vehicles globally for the airbag inflator problem. This is AP Radio News. Young people aspiring to buy their first home are facing disappointment this year. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Rising prices are putting more and more homes out of reach these days, and pickings are slim because few properties have come onto the market this spring. Millennials are also burdened by heavy school debt and depleted savings that hurt their ability to qualify for a home mortgage.
The limited supply of homes is widespread. Tucson police say five people have been found shot to death in what appears to be a murder-suicide. Olympic gymnast Nastia Lukin will not be dancing in the finals of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. She and Derek Huff were eliminated a day after he returned to the dance floor after injuries.
I definitely wanted to make it to the finale, especially because last night was so great to be able to dance with Derek again. But, you know, I kind of thought last night was like a magical night, and not just for us, but for everybody here.
Three celebrities remain. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.